Bye.
All right. So give me a sense of how long you guys have been doing this.
Wally Weekend started about 1979, so 46 year, which has been a fantastic run. Started out with a very small venue where we're cleaning the fish in a very small bucket and wash station, and going into a couple deep fryers, not in a nice shelter like we have today, but just out in the middle of the field or a grassy area. So it's come a long way from serving, you know, 1,000 meals a weekend to we're doing over 2,500 meals in Friday, Saturday. Plus we have our fish sandwiches, fish plates, and fish wraps that we introduced a couple years ago. So
could you, would it be legal to have a walleye weekend without serving walleye somewhere?
Oh, can't call a walleye weekend without walleye, right?
So tell me, what's the process like to get the walleye for this? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people ask, oh, does it come right off the boat?
We do get that question often, but no, it is sourced, it's Canadian walleye, so we do work with a vendor that sources the product for us. And they've been great partners with us, and they come through somewhat filleted, but we do need to still touch every fillet, make sure that all the gills are off, and thaw them. Then they go to our breading station and battered from there and into the fryer and right to serving the customers. So
that's the beauty of it, right?
The beauty of it is that usually we have a little bit of a line, which is perfect. That way that each customer is getting a fresh fillet.
So what kind of, is there a surge that happens at certain times of the day?
There are Friday night fish fries, from 4 to 8. It's a sprint. And then Saturday is a little bit more of a marathon where, you get a few pockets of busy times and some slow times. But yeah, definitely, of course, we have great music going on all day long. Headliners are late in the evening, so that's when we get our biggest surges, is right before the big acts come on.
So what is it about walleye that makes it different? Many people's thoughts better than other fish fries that are out there.
For me personally, it's just the best tasting fish. Maybe perch is a close second, but other than that, it's just a good, nice fillet that fries really well, and good size, and is really delicious to eat.
I'm sure you don't see a whole lot of the upside down plate for someone not finishing it.
If there's anything left, it's usually a little coleslaw or a little potato salad, but no fish left.
So how long have you been part of Kogan?
I've been part of our Lakeside Evening Kiwanis since 2008.
Okay. And what's enjoyable for you? Why do you give up a weekend to do this?
It is a lot of work. It's not just a weekend. It's a whole, at least a good 7 days plus some planning beyond that. But for me, it's being able to give back to the community. We raise a significant amount of funds that go directly back into the community, support a lot of different projects, from youth sporting events to the local food shelters and homeless shelters and other needs within the community.
So do you fish personally?
I do not. Never had the patience for it.
Do you have fishermen come through? Is it mostly families, or what's the people coming through?
We have a lot of families for sure. What's very nice to see is that we have the older generation, which is one of our strongest customer base. But then you also start seeing the younger families coming in and the kids enjoying the fish as well, which is fantastic. So that we know that there's going to be a future generation of customers for us.
And that's, part of what we're looking at is the broader culture of walleye. Where does walleye, how closely related is walleye to a part of Wisconsin?
Definitely very, very close, especially in this area. Obviously, we have the walleye fishing tournament going on right now, and it's just a big part of our culture, our community. Obviously, the Friday night fish fries are very, very popular all year long. Myself, I rarely miss a Friday night fish fry. Probably yourself as well. But yeah, it's definitely a huge part of our culture, our community, and that's one of the things I love about Wisconsin.
Can I get you to say and spell your name, just so I have it correct, and give your title?
Brian, Brian, Olson, Olson, and I'm treasure of the Lakeside Evening Kiwanis.
All right, Brian, appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Mike's just going to kind of